You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. This is Pomp and Joe. I am not Pomp, nor am I Joe. I'm Jack Hillgrove with you until 2 o'clock on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Have we figured out, Dom, is Austin coming in at 2 o'clock to do something before the North Shore Tavern leadoff show?
So I believe he's doing the leadoff show, correct?
Yeah.
I would assume he's coming in at 2 and then leaking into the leadoff show, but I'm probably going to text him and confirm.
All right, well, we'll get that squared away, but City Limits has the leadoff show at 3:15 this afternoon, leading into Pirates at Seattle, taking on the Mariners at 4:10. Bailey Falter on the mound tonight for the Buccos. We'll preview that a little bit later with Bob Walk, Pirates broadcaster, joining us at 1 o'clock. Ray Fittipaldo, top of the hour, talking Steelers. And that's what we're doing right now at 412-928-9370. I want to hear from you. If you're running around grabbing 4th of July cookout supplies and can call us safely, do so at 412-928-9370. I want your thoughts on the Omar Khan extension. Deserved, yes or no? 412-928-9370. It's been, I don't want to call it a roller coaster of from the success standpoint since Omar Khan took over as the Steelers general manager in 2022, but it's been a mixed bag of ups and downs. Like, when you think of being a general manager of a sports team, it's making moves, making your roster better. And you can argue that no GM in any sport can get off with some good momentum or get off on the right foot, so to speak, when it comes to personnel changes are concerned, than Omar Khan did. His first trade was Chase Claypool to the Bears for a second round pick. And how on earth that Omar Khan was able to say to Ryan Poles, yo, I want the first pick. And they didn't know it was going to be the first pick in the second round at that point. But I want your second round pick for this wide receiver who's a head case. Yeah, sure. It happened. The Steelers turned that into selecting Joey Porter Jr.'s 32nd overall. And since that trade, Chase Claypool... Dom, take a guess. Since Chase Claypool was traded to the Chicago Bears, and he had floated around the Bills, I think the Dolphins, how many receptions, he's out of football, but how many receptions did Chase Claypool have post his Steelers career?
30?
Close, 22.
Jeez.
22 total receptions after being traded by the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you get a second round pick for that. And it ended up becoming Joey Porter Jr., and it's the best first trade a general manager could make. Probably the biggest, I don't want to call it upside, the biggest hit that he's had since taking over. But there have been some downsides. The Steelers have not won a division since 2020. They have not still not won a playoff game since 2016. And there are still lack of postseason success and postseason runs since Omar Khan has been general manager. That is all very valid. But if you missed my first segment, the combination that the Steelers have of Omar Khan and Andy Weidel works. And I think it could work really well. But a lot of that, I think, has to do with Andy Weidel being able to balance the more X's and O's football mindset to the front office, whereas Omar Khan is, you know, your salary cap guru, and being able to, you know, lead an organization and things of that nature, while Andy Weidel, again, adds the football mindset of things. So again, 412-928-9370. I want your thoughts on the Omar Khan extension. We'll start with the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Paul in Washington. Paul, happy 4th, good sir. Thanks for giving us a buzz. What's going on?
How are you today?
I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm hanging in there. Well, all I can say is the con man, as he is known.
Con artist.
This is true. Con artist, con man, potato, patata. That's neither here nor there, because do we all really believe that Omar Khan is making the calls when it comes to trades and drafting talent and signing free agents? I mean, it's very obvious, although some hosts in the afternoon would like to disagree with that because they think they are the final arbiter on what's talent and what's not. But we're a mediocre football team.
Yep.
We're a mediocre, actually a poor baseball team, a mediocre hockey team, and we've got a bunch of mediocre owners that don't seem to really care about the product they're putting on the field. I mean, it's obvious to me and probably everybody else in this listening area, Mike Tomlin is calling the shots. Art Jr. is not going to fire him. The Rooney Rule is the reason why. And until we displace Mike Tomlin and actually get someone in there that can hire and draft talented football players, we're not going anywhere. I mean, this Aaron Rodgers fiasco is going to be just that. I hope I'm wrong. I'd be the first to call and say, hey, you know, can you put a little hot sauce on that crow I have to eat? But I just don't see it there, Mr. Hillgrove. I just don't see it. And I think Art wants a yes man for Mike Tomlin. And that's why he gave him the extension, because can you think of any other good reason why Art would have given Mike Tomlin an extension when we haven't won a playoff game and it seems like forever? Happy 4th of July to everyone.
Yeah, absolutely, Paul. Thanks for the call. And I mean, like, yeah, if we're going to sit here and I don't want to say split hairs, but yeah, split hairs as far as how the Steelers front office is constructed personnel-wise, Mike Tomlin has a pretty big stick in that argument. Mike Tomlin, I think, might carry a little bit more of an opinion, a more valued opinion when it comes to player personnel decisions. If you were to rank, like, who of all the 32 head coaches, who's got the biggest say in their team's front office decisions? Mike Tomlin is up there. But, like, Mike Tomlin isn't calling Ryan Poles and negotiating trade discussions on the phone, and he's not getting the second round pick for Chase Claypool. Mike Tomlin might go to Omar Khan and say, I want Chase Claypool the hell out of my locker room. And Omar Khan could say, okay, and that's how that decision is made. But as far as being able to negotiate the trade and negotiate what this team gets back, that reflects on the GM and always will reflect on the general manager, which is why I give Omar Khan credit there. Let's go to Bob in Bridgeville on the 4th of July. Happy 4th, good sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Oh, it's still morning, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm used to afternoons or evenings, so I apologize. But happy 4th, nonetheless.
Yes, happy 4th. I kind of disagree with you. Mike Tomlin is controlling the Steelers without a doubt.
I just said that.
Exactly. Well, you kind of stole my thunder. But as long as he's running the team, we're not going to get any better.
I mean, yeah, that could be an opinion that you have, but like at the same time, I still think Omar Khan has done enough as a general manager to earn a 3-year contract extension. That's the question that I have.
Yeah, but Omar Khan's done what we just got seen done. He's doing good, but Mike Tomlin has control of this team.
Okay, no, but like the question I had was about Omar Khan.
He's doing a great job.
Okay.
I mean, what we picked up in the last couple of weeks is awesome.
Yeah. No, and then that's the thing I was trying to explain after Paul's call, Bob, was like, yeah, I mean, I think Mike Tomlin carries a bigger decision-making stick in the front office and player personnel than most head coaches in the National Football League. But as far as being able to negotiate, like, what you get back for players like Chase Claypool and George Pickens and Minkah Fitzpatrick, I think that reflects more so on the general manager, and that's why I believe that Omar Khan deserves the extension. And if you look at the contract extensions that Omar Khan has been tasked with, you know, being able to put pen to paper for, and I think the TJ Watt one will work itself out, they've gone by relatively smoothly. And I think that also reflects on the general manager as well for creating an environment to say, hey, we're not going to ruffle feathers with the other side too bad. We're not going to create a toxic environment to where if this guy's holding out, it's not going to be like Le'Veon Bell or Antonio Brown or something like that. So I do think, and the TJ Watt one might take a little bit longer than the last time, but I think that you look at some of the contract extensions that Omar Khan has been able to do with some of these guys, and they've gone by pretty smoothly too.
Well, it feels up to me. I'd run TJ Watt out of town. Well, he can go pound salt somewhere else. And we can get something good for him back.
That is definitely a topic that we can save for later in the show, Bob. Happy 4th. But I'm not necessarily going to disagree with you. I was on the TJ Watt trade train a couple of weeks ago, and I am still on it. The 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township. Brain fart. Redo it. We're all good. Jay in Columbus is on the Fan. What's up, Jay? Happy 4th. Hello, Jay. Goodbye, Jay. Call back if you realize that we had you on the air and couldn't put you through. Paul in Greensburg's on the Fan. Paul, happy 4th of July to you, sir.
Happy 4th of July. Good, great to talk to you. Just wanted to add a little bit about Omar Khan. Yeah, I think he deserves the extension. But I have to agree a little bit with what that guy said when he said Tomlin's running this team. The problem is everything could work out this year if Tomlin changes the way he approaches things to a degree. Because obviously it's just not been working over the last 6, 7, 8 years.
Yeah, and I think that was on full display. And everybody and their mother that's got sources and has kind of conferred and said the same thing a couple of years ago. Apparently Mike Tomlin was hellbent on Joey Porter Jr. at 17th overall and needed talked off that ledge by, I'm sure, people like Omar Khan, Andy Weidel, other scouts saying, hey, we can do this, that being trade up for Broderick Jones, and I have a hunch that Joey Porter Jr. will be there when we pick at 32. That ended up happening. And if Mike Tomlin truly would have had his way in the 2023 draft, I think that was 23, that Joey Porter Jr. would have been the 17th overall selection, and the Steelers might still have a hole at left tackle. They might not anymore if Broderick Jones is able to find a home there, and they still have Joey Porter Jr. Thanks for the call. Mike Tomlin was able to be talked out of that, and it seems to have worked out for the Steelers so far. So if Mike Tomlin can sort of check himself in that regard and maybe defer some power to Andy Weidel and Omar Khan in that tandem, that might be a little bit more beneficial for this team. Because, like, if you look at the New England Patriots under Belichick, like, he was the GM of the team, also, in addition to being the head coach. Bill O'Brien was the head coach and the GM of the Texans, and that's happened several other places in the NFL in past and present as well. Mike Tomlin obviously does not have the title of general manager of this team, but it seems like he does, even though it's not officially on the table, officially, you know, on the title, so to speak. But nonetheless, when you boil it down to it, I think the extension for Omar Khan was the right move. If you can pair Andy Weidel with him through 2028 as well, it's an even better move. Because I think they're the perfect combination. I've said it once, I'll say it again. The perfect combination of salary cap nerd, salary cap guru, and football guy. Nico's on the fan. He's our last call before the break. What's up, Nico? Happy 4th.
Hey, happy 4th, brother. I just wanted to touch on the Omar Khan extension.
Yep.
And the Caitlin Clark story from earlier from the six-pack, if you were still talking about that. I think the Omar extension is great. But it's kind of emblematic of where the Steelers are at right now. We're making some great moves for the future. That's extending Omar. But Mike Tomlin is still our head coach. What are we going to do? We know who has the final say in the draft room. How much does this extension change anything at all?
Yeah, I was just saying, Nico, too, like, you know, Mike Tomlin was checked in that discussion a couple of years ago. Mike Tomlin was apparently hell-bent on selecting Joey Porter Jr. 17th overall and didn't get his way. There were reports that Mike Tomlin wanted to draft Shedeur Sanders, and that didn't happen. So I don't necessarily know that Mike Tomlin truly has the final say. He's got a big say for sure, but I think he can be checked in that regard. And I think that Omar Khan's extension and the fact that he's going to be here through 2028, because he's definitely not going to get fired, will only bolster the idea of, you know, him being able to defer and check Mike Tomlin a little bit in those player personnel decisions.
Certainly hope you're right.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, Mike Tomlin's going to have his way year in and year out, but like maybe as time rolls on, Omar Khan can build up a little bit more credibility as a general manager in the league and be able to take some of that power away. That's obviously remained to be seen, but I think that's like the optimistic way of looking at it.
Totally. Hopefully he can talk Rooney into maybe moving in a more offensive, forward-thinking direction in the future.
Oh, yeah.
Also, on the Caitlin Clark thing with her being ranked number 9, I was listening on the Odyssey app. I don't think I heard this. Just wanted to add a little bit of context. She's only played 9 games this year out of about 25. She's been injured this whole time.
Yeah.
So I think it's totally correct for her to be ranked 9th and to paint the WNBA as this league where jealousy and hatred are the only reason this woman isn't ranked higher. I just don't think it's a fair characterization of the league. So I wanted to say, have a great 4th of July, gentlemen.
Yeah, you too, man. Thanks for the call. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, if you're ranking players, she's up there. I don't care how injured she is or not. She's only played 9 games this year, but she's better than one of the 9, you know, 8 guards ahead of her in the WNBA, if she's hurt or not. I understand that side of it, and that's played into a factor, obviously, in the 2025 season, but come on. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. High of 85 today, perfect pool, perfect boat weather for the 4th of July. Low of 64 tonight, so be safe out there. Celebrate the 4th of July responsibly. Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette joins us next. It's Pomp and Joe without Pomp or Joe. Dom DiTommaso and Jack Hillgrove on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.